Good morning. A couple weeks ago, Pastor Curtis shared with us this quote from A.W. Tozer. What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. My mind tends to be a bit crowded these days, and it wanders, wondering about the air, COVID, and the way it makes me really feel trapped, angry about our political and social reality, trying to figure out how to care for my team at work, and with all the things they are feeling about all these things. So I appreciated the challenge to consider what comes to mind when I think specifically about God. And today we have a very practical opportunity to shape those thoughts as we follow the lead of Psalm 136. So when Pastor Curtis asked if I wanted to speak on a psalm, this is the one that came to mind. Because the last time I spoke, it was on 2 Chronicles 17 through 20. And in chapter 20, we see the people march into an impossible battle because God had said the battle was his. So they sing with confidence, give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. The psalm is bursting with that phrase and what comes to mind when people think about who God is and who we are to God. His love endures forever. It is a psalm written as a call and response. And the singer or speaker will say something and the people respond. Their response over and over, 26 times, is his love endures forever. Now this can be translated in different ways. His loyal love, his chesed, never ends. His mercy endures forever. God's faithful love lasts forever. I read a Jewish translation whose response was, for God's kindness is toward the world. Or even a phrase that I've adopted in this last year, God loves us. God's love is enough. So today we have the opportunity to shape our thoughts about God as we follow the lead of Psalm 136. To start, I'm going to read the call and you're going to respond with the phrase, his love endures forever. Now I'm not going to put the words up because I want us to know them and say them from our memory and our hearts. So go ahead and practice those four words. His love endures forever. A couple times, practice so it sticks. Jot it down if you need to. And as I read, take a moment to notice. I'm going to pause between the lines. Take a moment to notice what is being said. So if I said God made your favorite foods to be savored, you might consider in that pause what food is my favorite and what it means to me. And then you would respond with, his love endures forever. So I'll read Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the God of gods. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. To him who alone does great wonders, who by his understanding made the heavens, who spread out the earth upon the waters, who made the great lights, the sun to govern the day, the moon and stars to govern the night. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt and brought Israel out from among them. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, to him who divided the Red Sea asunder and brought Israel through the midst of it, but swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. To him who led his people through the wilderness. To him who struck down great kings and killed mighty kings. Sihon, king of Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and gave their land as an inheritance to his servant Israel. You remembered us in our low estate and freed us from our enemies. He gives food to every creature. Give thanks to the God of heaven. Amen. The psalmist opens with a call to give thanks because the Lord is good. Experiencing that goodness of someone is what compels us towards gratitude. We don't say thank you for someone who we feel like has not been good to us. But do you agree that the Lord is good? If you've been paying attention to all the crazy division and destruction going on in our country, when we look around and see how those with power are wielding it, we can see that the systems and structures we live in are designed to consolidate power in a way that exposes the vulnerable to risk. It can be difficult to see and know with confidence that the Lord is good, but without that confidence, can we truly be thankful? The rest of the psalm will help us consider the truth of that goodness, despite the circumstances around us. I think it's perfect for us to be spending time in this day. He says to give thanks because this is no little g ordinary God, that this is the one above all gods. The Lord is the Lord of hosts. The God who is good is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, the most powerful. Somehow our God is above all this. Our God is different. Our God is good. And here's how we shape what comes to mind when we think about God. We look and remember. The psalmist calls us to remember the evidence all around us. To look at creation is to see goodness and power. Our God is a creator. What do you think of when I read this? I went to the beach today. The waves were turbulent, and looking out at the horizon, that seemed to have no end, and I cannot imagine how deep and powerful the movement is to be in that water. It was overwhelming. His understanding made the heavens and earth, the darkest depths of the sea, and the brightest lights above. And he designed these to add order to our lives. Things have felt chaotic lately. That God would consider the tides and the movement of the stars to add order to my life is a good thing. When we need to remember God's goodness, take time to see the beauty and wonder in the creation around us. I love to have plants around me. They remind me that there is more to creativity than that which I can control, more to creation, and in that I am thankful. When we are stuck indoors, like we all are now, are there places in your home where you can see and remember the creativity and the creation of God? Make those spaces. Take time to go to those spaces and see and remember the goodness of God. Next, the psalmist directs us to remember ways we have been formed by his great wonders. How have we seen God work in our stories? This section describes the Exodus, the story by which the people remember who they are. They are no longer slaves destined to serve a power which would keep them captive, to be dominated and controlled, but a people of a God who redeems, who is good and creates. It reminds us that our God, who formed us, has also saved us from that which would keep us captive. Our God is a redeemer. And when the Pharaoh, as a temperamental ruler, went after them, God used that same sea he created to save them. When the people were in the wilderness, God led them. And when it was time for them to find a new home, he made a way past other powers and kingdoms for them to follow him into the promised land. May I remind us all that God's way wasn't through building a bigger and better army, rather through unconventional battles and desperate trust in a good God. He redeemed these people for a purpose, for something better. What ways have we seen God work? How have these ways shaped us, and how has God saved us? And how has that changed the way I choose to live in the kingdom today? We are called to unconventional battles and to desperate trust, to work with community to contend for a better world, one that reflects the character of a good God. The answers are part of your story and our story together. And when we know that story, again, not just mine, but ours, and those who have gone before us, we can say with confidence, His love endures forever. Again, remember because He remembered us. We were in bondage. We were freed from other powers. We are given an inheritance. And in the same pattern, Jesus makes this song true for all Gentiles, for all of us. We were slaves, and Jesus' sacrifice made a way for us to be freed. We are given a new community and kingdom to live into. A couple of weeks ago, Pastor Curtis shared with us the quote from A.W. Tozer. What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. And today, Psalm 136 has shaped what comes to mind when we think about God. His love endures forever. His loyal love, His chesed, never ends. His mercy endures forever. God's faithful love lasts forever. His kindness is toward the world. God loves us, and God's love is enough. Maybe there's a phrase that God has given you in this time. The psalm, song, prayer repeats this over and over as we are called to look around us at creation, to look back at where He has delivered us from, and to look forward and hope for what may be. His love endures forever. Amen. Before you end this time, take a moment to write down what comes to mind now when you think about God. And each day this week, as a community, we will be echoing together the truth of God. He is good. And His love endures forever. Let me pray. God, we give You our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and strength. We trust that You are a good God and ask that You would help give us the strength we need to fight the unconventional battles, to step in faith into the places where You're calling us, to act according to the character that we know is true of who You are, not of what we see in the world. Help us to see the good at work in the world, the ways that You are showing and calling people to Your side, calling people into community. And we pray, Lord, that we would remember where You have brought us, remember our stories, and call us to follow You in new ways this week. Amen.